Hello, Aaron here, and welcome back to Daily Tech News. And so, sorry for missing yesterday. And so, today I'm going to make it up to you with a long episode, like a seriously long episode. And so, yeah. So, I'm going to be talking about hacking today and what even hacking is and what you can do about it. And so, yeah, let's get into it right after this message from my sponsor. The answer to every one of these questions is really simple: Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and 100% ridiculously easy to use. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, go to anchor.fm/start. That's ANCHOR.FM/START. To join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. And yeah, welcome back. And so, to start, what even is hacking? And so, depending on the use, there are multiple definitions. And no, it's not as simple as right-clicking and inspecting the elements and changing text. If you are a black hat hacker, then you are hacking for unethical reasons, for your gain only. And so, you are hacking into something without permission, and so that could be just for like getting money and lots of other reasons. And so if you are a gray hat hacker, then you are hacking for semi-unethical reasons for your gain. You tell the company that you will either fix their vulnerabilities or give them a report on how to fix it if they pay you or give you something. And finally, if you are a white hat hacker, then you are hacking for ethical reasons. Usually because you were hired by a company to find their vulnerabilities. And so you may be asking, why does hacking even exist? And how do people hack sites? And so the main reason people hack is to get money. Another reason is to influence a big decision or try to get info that is classified. And so people hack by using a terminal and a set of tools. Some tools include Nmap, Aircrack, John the Ripper, and OpenSSH. And all of these tools are free as well. And so if you simply install an operating system called Kali Linux, you can easily access all these tools. And you could use them for yourself. And I hope you'd use them for a educational or white hacking purposes. And you might be thinking, is my data compromised? What can I do? And so the simple answer is possibly, and you shouldn't freak out about it because millions of others have had their data exposed. In fact, there were more than 4 billion data records stolen in 2016. So the best way to secure your data is to use strong passwords. Consider using password managers and random password generators so that you have a place to remember what the long and hard to remember password is somewhere safe. And so another thing you can do to protect yourself is to use two-factor authentication. It's really easy to set up and usually consists of a text being sent to your phone and you simply type in the code on the website. And another thing you can do to protect yourself is to stay protected and not fall so easily to phishing attacks. And that's phishing. And what that is the attackers host a fake website where you may put your username and password that look so like the site may look legit. Say it's your banking website and you're like, oh, I need to log in, guys. And you log in, but your data is stolen right there. It's a fake website. And there we go, all your data. And so, in fact, 80,000 people a day fall for these phishing attacks, which is kind of surprising. And so, the final thing to help yourself be safer is to not go to sites that have HTTP in their URL. HTTP means that your connection is unencrypted and can be easily stolen by a man-in-the-middle attack and other attacks. Use sites that have HTTPS in the URL, which means that it's encrypted. And so, if you've done all of that and maybe some other protection measures, and your data still gets hacked, it may be due to the company and not you. Companies of all sizes get hacked, Hackers can use exploits such as SQL injections, brute force, and FTP connections. And you may be thinking, what are some really bad examples of hacking or black hat hacking? And so something that's really, really bad is the NiceHash Bitcoin leak. A lot of money, and I mean a lot of money, was lost in Bitcoin. People had an account with NiceHash, stored Bitcoin there. The person who stole the Bitcoin cannot be found due to Bitcoin being untraceable. So I covered Bitcoin like last week. And so you know that there's a lot of problems with it. And so another thing that's happened is the Equifax data leak. So a lot of people's account information and private information was leaked due to this hack. So on the flip side, you may be asking, what are some good examples of hacking or some white hat hacking? And so having a company to hire you and try to hack their website so they pay you like with a contract, that's good hacking. That's like seeing, that's called penetration testing to see if they're vulnerable from attacks. And so one company that does this is ATG or Advanced Technology Group. So they hire people and then they go to businesses and they fix their all their vulnerabilities. And so if you want to stop hacking, all you have to do is use strong passwords and not fall for phishing attacks. It's that simple. You could stop all the emails from continuing and spreading throughout, and people will stop falling for it and spread the knowledge. Spread that knowledge so people stop getting all their data stolen. And yeah, so if you want to see where I got my sources, you can check out the description as always. And so, yeah, thanks for listening, and I hope you're having a good Wednesday. And so, yeah, if you'd like to support my podcast, you can go to anchor.fm. That is anchor.fm/AARON-SANTA-CRUZ/support to support my podcast so I can keep rolling out every single day. And so with that, I probably will not be able to upload during my winter break, and so that is starting next week. So I'll upload whenever I can, but if I can't, I'm sorry. I obviously am not going to upload during Christmas Day. If I do, it'll be like some short special thing. And yeah, so if I don't get a chance to put out an episode, I'm sorry about that. But yeah, I will talk to you guys tomorrow, and yeah, I see you then.